Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, today's daf is daf Mem Ches. As you recall, at the end of yesterday's plot, we talked about the fact that it says in the Torah that if a person gets married, Imacheres yikach loish eirok susa va'oinasa lo yigra. A person should be careful that each wife that he has, he should give her the proper she'er, ksus, and oina. And you remember we had a couple of pshatim exactly what those words mean. One of the pshatim of she'era means that it has to do with living together, tashmish. And that comes from the pasuk ish ish el kol she'er psoroi le'sikravu le'galis erva. So that the, when it says in the pasuk that a husband has to supply she'er to his wife, that means he has to supply tashmish to his wife at given times. So now the Gemara takes that word she'era and expands upon it a little bit further. We're holding 6 lines from the top of the Yomit, 7 lines. Toner of Yosef, She'era zu kiruv basar, Shlayinag bo minig parsiyim, Shemisham shemitoyseyan bilvusheyan. What the Pasuk is telling us is that the word She'er doesn't only mean tashmish, it means such an intimate relationship, and the word She'er, as you recall yesterday, we also interpreted to mean a person's flesh, a person's skin, because we said that make sure when you supply ksus to your wife, it should be age-appropriate as well as seasonal-appropriate. And the age-appropriate, Rashi explained, back on the second line, that zekena koshula masui, very heavy dresses, heavy outfits, are hard for her to go and schlep around because they are heavy. And she cannot go and be sovel, she can't tolerate these big puffy dresses. So we see that the word she'er has a broader interpretation, and therefore our Gemara saying is that when a person engages in tashmish with his wife, it should be bekiruv basar, the body's touch, as opposed to the minig parisim that they were mishamish mitoseyan bilvusheyan whilst they were wearing their clothing, pajamas or underwear or what have you. Sayle Rafuna, right, Rafuna diom Rafuna. If a husband says about himself and about his wife, I'm only prepared to engage in tashmish if I'm wearing begodim and if she's wearing begodim, that's a reason to go and divorce her, and she is entitled to receive her ksuba because her husband is not acting in accordance with our gemar. Look more weiter. It said in the Mishnah, so if you go back to the Mishnah just for a short moment, we'll see what the Yehuda said. It's back on Mem Vav Amid Beis. It says at the end of the Mishnah that the Tanakhama holds that a husband has to provide for his wife's kvura. If she passes away, Rachmana Litzlan, he has to go and pay for the burial and funeral expenses. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Afilu Oni Shebi Yisrael, even the poorest among Klai Yisrael, Layivchois Mishnei Chalilin, they have to have at least 2 flutes, Umekainenis, and a lady that's going to cause people to start crying and sobbing. Obviously, Shnei Chalilin Umekainenis involves a certain amount of expense. The question is, what does the Tanakhama hold? The Tanakhama just says, Kvurasa, without specifying any amounts or any standards, Rabbi Yehuda throws in, don't forget, Shnei Chalilim and Mekainenis. Zok Tiyamara, Mechlal de Tanakhama Sovar Hani Loi, because the Tanakhama doesn't specify that, it would appear that he holds that this is not required. Say Chidomi, how are we talking about? Idi Orcha, if this is the normal minhag in that community, in her family, that they have a minimum of 2 chalilim and 1 mekainenis, shouldn't the Tanakhama agree to that? Because when he married her, I mean, he agreed to her customs in that respect. So my time Tanakhama, the Amaloi, that says it's not required. Elamai, the Idalam Orcha, if you're telling me that this is considered to be, if you will, extravagant, and most people did not bother with this, if that's the case, my time is Rabbi Yehuda, why is Rabbi Yehuda saying that this is a minimum requirement? So in other words, explain what's going on. Dutchmaloi Tzricha, going to Orche Didei, Velav Orcha Dida. It's talking about that, in fact, that he, the chosen apparently comes from a more of a wealthy family, more of an affluent culture and society than she. And therefore, Tanakama sover ki omrin oily imai veena yuredis imai, hani mila mechaim, abla acher misa loy. What is this all about? So Rashi quotes another Gemara, that the Gemara tells us that when you have a chosin and kala getting married, and he is wealthier than she, and therefore he lives up to higher standards than she, so what do you have to do to please her? Can the husband just simply say, well, you know, you're used to just riding a bicycle, I'm used to going and riding a Lexus, but you have a bicycle, you'll continue riding a bicycle, and I'm going to continue riding a Lexus. No, he's not allowed to do that. Rather, oily imoy, he has to bring her up and upgrade her to his standards. The ena yeredis imoy. However, if he has lower standards, then he cannot force her to go down to his standards. So Rashi gives an example. For instance, when it comes to a woman that just gave birth, and we need someone to go and nurse the baby. Apparently, in more affluent circles, they didn't have the wife or the mother go and nurse. They would go and hire a wet nurse. Well, obviously, this is an expense, and only the wealthier people could afford it. The others could not. So the question is, here, he, the father, says, you're used to, from your family background, going and nursing yourself. I want you to go and nurse. It shouldn't be expensive. And she says, no, I want to be like the people from the higher affluent culture and society. I want to be able to run around. I don't want to go and be stuck with my baby. And therefore, I want to go and hire a wet nurse. So what's the din in such a case? Says the Gemara in Perek Afalpi, Mitchum will get to it a little bit later on, in our Masechta, on Taf Samach Aleph, it says that she is Oyle Imay. If his standards, if his circle of friends and his society is that you hire a wet nurse, even though in her circles they did not hire a wet nurse, Oyle Imay, he has to go and supply a wet nurse if that's what she wants, because she goes up and is upgraded to his standards. So therefore, getting back to our Gemara now, we have a situation where in his circles, the minhag would have been to have two chalilim and a mekaneness, but not in her circles. So the Tanna Kamma says, "Oyli imoy ve'en yeredes imoy hanimil b'chaim." As long as she is alive, yes, then he has to go and give her all of the kovet and all of the luxuries that one would go along with this type of marriage, and therefore, oyli imoy. Avli achamis aloy. Now that she passed away and she's going to be buried, now she doesn't. He does not have to supply her with this more extravagant funeral, because in her circle she's not used to it, and now she's unfortunately dead. So he does not have to supply that. No, this contract that they had, this implicit contract, that oile imoy, that any time that there is a difference in expense, that she gets an automatic upgrade. No, even lachamisa she gets an upgrade, and therefore he does have to supply to her the two Chalilin and the one Mekayenis.
How do we pass? Rabbi, his language doesn't make sense. I think we're only be true. It feels like this is a minimum for everybody. It doesn't seem to make sense that there'd be families that would deny this at all.
I hear you, what you're saying. I assume that what Rabbi Yehuda is saying is that among the affluent members, even those that are arranging for the cheapest levaya would go and pay, at the very least, for two chalilin and one mikoinenis. Those are even more affluent in the affluent circles would presumably have five darshanim, a 12-piece band, and 12 mikoinenis, and things of that nature. So I think the way you have to understand that Gemara, the metafilo on Ibi Yisrael, means among those of the upper class, so to speak. Amrav Chiz, Amrav Ukva, Halach. Yes, continue.
Is the same language we have in Arvei Pesachim. It sounds like Ani B'Yisrael means really an Ani, not a poor.
I hear you loud and clear that the Lashon of the Mishnah seems not to be precise, but that's how the Gemara is interpreting it. That's the machloek is, and what Rabbi Yehuda says is that he raises her to his standards, and his standards is a minimum, even among the poor of the affluent. The minimum is the two chalilim and one mikoneres. How do we paskin in this machlok? That even l'achar misa, he has to give her a full upgrade and supply her with a two chalilim and mikoneres. So since we mentioned Rav Chisda Omar Mar Ukva, that the halacha is Krib Yehuda, we bring in now an unrelated sugya, the Omar Rav Chisda Omar Mar Ukva, the same people. Mishin Ishtat, Bezin Yordan Lechosav, Vizonim, Mepharis, and Ishtoi, Ubonav, Noisa, Vidover, Acher. If Chas V'Sholom, a person became deranged, and now the family, unfortunately, is not able to talk sense to the father, to the husband, and they need to eat, and they need to be able to support themselves, and the husband Nebuchadnezzar is deranged. So the Bezin goes, and presumably they appoint an apotropos, and Yordan Lechosav, they will go into his estate, the Zonin, Umafarnas, and Isishta, Zonin is from Loshim, the Zonin is, they're going to go and give food. Mefarnas in Sadrashi means levush uksus. That means clothing. But not only for Ishtar, but also Banu Benoisev. And not only Banu Benoisev, but even for Dover Acher. What does Dover Acher mean? The Gemara is going to have a machloikis in another few lines. So this is a locha of Rav Chisda Omar Ukva. Omri Ravino Ravashi, Maishrabi Odesanya, I have a braisa lechoira which is not on all fours with that locha. What does it say in the braisa? Misha Holach from Dina Sayom, a person who traveled away to England from America. The Ishtar Tavas Mazoinis. The father didn't leave, the husband didn't leave any provisions or any money for his wife. And now the wife says, I expected him to come home in a month, and it's now already been 6 months, and I have no food. I am desperate. Ishtar Tavas Mazoinis, Bezin Yorna Lechosav, Vizon Mufardisin Es Ishtoi. However, the Bezin does not arrange for payment of food for the children and not for Dover Acher. So now this would seem to be at odds with what Rav Chisda Omar Ukva said, that Mishin Ishtata, you do. The Bezin is Yerid Menachosim not only for Ishtoi, but also for the children of Dover Acher. And here it says it's only for Ishtoi and not for Dover Acher. Avalei Ravashi said back to Ravina, don't you know that there's a fundamental difference between someone who has left with full knowledge and what's going on, and someone unfortunately became deranged? What does that mean? As far as a person who's deranged, there's no way to argue with him, to discuss it with him. He became a shoyter. And therefore, he's a yoytzeh shaloi ladas. Yoytzeh shaloi ladas, then the Bezin has to support the whole family. However, if you're talking about a Yoytzeh Ladas, what does a Yoytzeh Ladas mean? That means that he went to Medina Sayyam. Didn't he know that he has a family? Doesn't he know there's a Dover Acher that has to be paid for? And he made a conscious decision not to leave money for those. So in terms of the wife, he has no choice. That's one of the Tanoi Ksuba, that At Tia Mezim and Achosai, that he has to supply her with food. However, the halacha, the Banu Benoisev, doesn't apply. And therefore, since he didn't specify anything for the children, he's not chayef to pay them. We looked at the Mishnah of a little bit later that says that a father is not mechuyev to go and supply. And if you look at the Mishnah tomorrow's daf, and mem tes amid aleph, middle of the daf, middle of amid aleph, av einoy chayef b'mezoinis bitoy. Father is not mechuyev. Of course, the average father will supply food to his children. However, he is not obligated to do so. So if a person left the Medina Sayyam and he didn't make provision for his children, the Bezin is not going to try to outwit and outsmart the husband. The husband said, I'm not giving support for my kids. No, let the kids go to work, let the kids run around, let them make money somehow or other to be able to support themselves. So there's an obvious difference, therefore, between the Neshtata case and the case of Misha Halach Medina Sayyam. Now the question is, my Dover Acher, we keep on talking about yes Dover Acher, nish Dover Acher, vos main Dover Acher, Rav Chisda Omar ze Tachshit. Now Tachshit, of course, normally means jury. However, when we find Tachshitim in Gemara, often it refers to cosmetics, and here in particular it refers to psamim. Psamim would mean, of course, different types of perfumes. And it could be perfumes, maybe psamim is broad enough to include other cosmetics as well, other makeup. So the question is, do you have to supply that, yes or no? So by the deranged individual, the Gemara said, yes, he has to supply even the Dover Acher for his wife. And therefore the Bezin can be Yoredim and Achosav to go and get psamim for the wife. That's pshat number one. Pshat number two is, and oh, okay, what about that person who went to Medina Sayyam? As far as the person Medina Sayyam, he says to himself, the reason why I want my wife to be attractive and to go and use perfumes and cosmetics and what have you is for me. If I'm Medina Sayyam, I don't want her to be attractive to anybody else. Let her even be a shtikl minu veles, so that no men will get even close to her. So therefore, that's the difference between nishtata and the case of mishalach Medina Sayyam. What's the other man di Omar? The other man di Omar, Yosef Omar tzedakah. Tzedakah means, do you, since from time to time the Kehillah goes and imposes various obligations on the people in the community to go and give tzedakah, do we say for the nishtata that the bezin has to be yorin l'chasim? The answer is yes, since he's the member of the community, he should also go and supply tzedakah. If you want, there's a city here, mommy, the tzedakah. However, if you're talking about a person who went with das, okay, since he did not leave over any message or any notes, any directions about giving tzedakah, you cannot go and take forcibly from his estate. When he'll come back in Mi'at Hashem, then the bezin or the kehillah or the gaboyim will make sure that he gives the proper amounts of tzedakah. So now, there's a machloikus over here, whether it means tachshir, it means tzedakah. Says the Gemara, man yom tzedakah. Now, I'm sorry, man yom tachshir, koshkin tzedakah. Now there's Rashi has two pshatim, and Rashi changes around the girsa. But since we have this girsa in our Gemara, let's stay with the first pshat of Rashi with our girsa, that this is going back on the Braisa. The Braisa said that a person went l'mdina seyam, you don't give dover acher. So the person that holds that you don't give tachshit, kol shkein tzedakah, then you certainly don't give tzedakah. However, man yom tzedakah, the one that says you don't, you're not yorin l'nechosif tzedakah, avot tachshit yimnala, but you do go and yorin l'nechosif to go and take out tachshit, psalmim. Why? Tlenichalei netanavel. Because even though the husband went away to Medina Sayyam, and he didn't leave instructions, however, this man the Yomer says that tzedakah taka, since he didn't leave instructions, don't forcibly force a person to give tzedakah. However, you can force his estate to go and supply something, because we read the minds of an average husband individual that he doesn't want that his wife should now have a reputation throughout the community of being a minu veles, that she should be going around with, you know, in the good old days, they didn't take daily showers, they didn't have showers and baths like we have today, and therefore perfume and cosmetics were an absolute necessity. Otherwise, he's going to come back and people's going to say, oh, your uncle, your wife, you don't know what she looks like, ah, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Omer of Chir Barav and Omer of Huna. Misha Olach L'Mdina Siyam. Umesa Ishtoi. Person went to Mdina Siyam, and his wife Nebuch passed away over here, and the husband cannot be reached, he's not picking up his cell phone, and now we want to know, what do we do? Bezin says, since he's not here, we're automatically going to authorize taking out money from his bank account, or selling some of his belongings, and to raise money to be koiver her, lefi his standards, lefi kvoidoi. So it's one lefi kvoidoi, v'loi lefi kvoidoi. What happens if her standard of living is greater than his standard of living? In other words, she comes from more affluent circles. So he's saying that we're going to go and give her a funeral based on his kavod, his standards, and not her standards. Says Imo, you're right. Eima af levi kvoidoi. Ha-kamashnon oile imoi ve'eni aredis imoi va'fil yachamisa. In that machloikis that we had earlier up on the Omid, whether you say oile imoi ve'eni aredis imoi evenly achamisa or not, this Rav Huna, Chiyah Barav, and Rav Huna holds that even achamisa, you have to have her go according to the higher of the two standards. If his standard is higher, then we go make a kvura, a levaya, like his standard. If her standard, she comes from more affluent circles, then of course the fi kvoido as well. In other words, oile imoi, she only goes up for an upgrade, she doesn't go down for a downgrade, and this applies evenly. Acher misa. Omra masa, oimer, a person who says, im mesa, if my wife, chas v'sholem, passes away, loitik v'ruah minechasov, I don't want you to go and use any of my assets to go and be cover her. Shoy meloi, he has a legitimate taina. Why? Maishna. Ki omer denafli nechsi kame yasmi. Kili omer nami nechsi kame yasmi romi. What the Gemara means to say is that as a result of the fact that she died, then who is going to go and yarshin? Her yosayim are going to yarshin her, whatever her assets. And so therefore, we go to those yosayim and we say, since you have her assets, why don't you go and pay? Pay for your mother's levaya. So therefore, in such a situation, when he says that she has enough money, don't take from my nechassim, but take from her nechassim. Maishna ki omer denafli kami yasmi ki lo yomer nami nechsi kami yasmi rama. I'm sorry, the Gemara is asking a kasha again. Omer Masa oimer meisali to kabruim nechassim shoyim loy. If a person says that if my wife passes away, don't bury her for my nechassim, we listen. Break the Gemara. Why Maishna ki omer denafli nechsi kami yasmi? Why, if he says it, he says, go to the nechassim from the assignment, kli omenami nechsi kami yasmi rami. Even if he didn't say anything, the nechassim are before the assignment, and therefore they have to go and pay for the burial. So, what difference does it make what he said or what he didn't say? If she is chas v'sholom going to go and pass away, then you have to go and bury from his nechassim. Now, you're going to go and ask, what's the reason why he's making this statement? So Rashi says, "Omer Masahu Oimer Bishas Misasoi." A person, unfortunately, the husband is passing away, and he's telling the assignment that when my wife passes away, which may or may not be their mother, he's saying when she passes away, don't take from my nechassim to go and bury her. Says Gemara, what's the svara behind all of this? So if you look at the Rashi, in Mesa Ishtoi, let's look at the Rashi Oimer. Rashi about 10 lines from the bottom. Oimer b'shas misasei. In Mesa Ishtoi, shoymenai. The kivin to whom meis b'chayel, since he died first, v'goy v'ksuvasa, and she's now going to collect her ksuba, ain't a chayev l'koyver. Now he doesn't have a duty to go and be koyver anymore, that not. Yorsha, yorsh ksuvasa, chayom v'kvurasa. Said v'mor, nechsi kam v'yasmi rami, p'shitet ain't kvurasa aleyem. Aha. So, again, I'm sorry, Rabbi Yisai. Omer Amasta, Ho'oimer. A person is about to pass away. For some reason, he's not happy with his wife, or he realizes that his wife is a rich lady and she'll be able to go and afford her own funeral. And therefore, Ho'oimer, he says, before he passes away, in Mesa, if and when my wife dies, Lo Tikvaru Min Echosav, don't go and bury her from his estate. Shoymelai. We listen to him. Why do we listen to him? Says the Gemara, Maishna ki omar denafli nechsi kami yasmi ki loy omar nami nechsi kami yasmi rami. What does the Gemara mean to say? Like Rashi says, Pshita, of course we're not going to go and bury from his remaining estate. Because as soon as the husband passes away, she is going to yarshin her ksuba. And in her ksuba, she's going to go and get the 100 or the 200 and the toisis ksuba, and therefore she's going to have now a nice large account from which to go and pay for her own kvura. And therefore the husband is saying, regardless of whether he said or whether he didn't say, says the Gemara, of course we're not going to force his yorshim to pay her funeral expenses from his estate and from their estate. Let her yarshim that have already gotten it, she already got her ksuba, and now that she passes away, they get that ksuba that she received. They'll get the remaining portion of the 100 or the 200 in the toisis ksuba. Let them go and pay for the funeral. So the question of the Gemara is, I don't even need him to make a statement. Even if he said nothing, she should go, and that she should go, but her yarshim, when they are faced with burying, they should go and pay from her estate and from whatever nechassim she left over. And she had nechassim because the husband passed away first and left her with the ksuba. Says Ingmar, you're right. And therefore, we're going to reinterpret Ramasna. Ella, says Ramasna, oimer im meis, who, if a person is about to pass away and he says to his children, loy tikberu hu min nechassav, don't pay for the funeral expenses from my estate, Ein Shoymulay, we don't listen to him. Because who's going to have to bury him then? The Chevra Kadisha and the community. What's going to happen? Lav Kalei Menush, Yashir is Bonav, Viapal Atzma Yalat Zibur. What this person is trying to do is, he wants to enrich his children at the expense of the community. And therefore he says the children, don't pay for my funeral expenses from my own estate. Let the community worry about it. After all, the community buries every year 5, 10, 20 aniyim. Let them bury me too, and you'll keep your money. Says, well, no, you don't have a right to do that. You can't enrich your own children at the expense of the community. Okay, so to Mishabait. Now we're talking again about the rights that a father, as opposed to a husband, have vis-a-vis the father's daughter and the husband's wife. She is considered to continue to be Brishus Av, Achitikonis, Rishus Habal, Linisuin, until she has Nisuin. Now, what is the.
Are we talking only about an. Excuse me, are we talking about a Nara here? A Ktana Nara, a Begeris?
We're talking about a Ktana and a Nara. Ktana Nara. Begeris is on her own. She's independent. Ktana Nara, the Oilam here, Brishus Av. Now, what practical Nafkiminis are there? Well, all of those things that we enumerate in the previous Mishnah, if you go back to the previous Mishnah on Mem Vav Amid Beis at the top, where we said, O'av, Zakoi, Bebita, Bekidushah, Bekesef, Bishtar, Bebiyah, Bemitziyosah, Masiyadeah, Forestadareh, all of those wonderful things, those are talking about, of course, a Ktana Mit Anara. Nisis, Yasser Olav Abal, once she gets married with Nisuin, then her relationship to her father terminates vis-a-vis all of those schusim, those rights that he has. And instead, now the husband has even more rights than the father had. Yes, etc., etc. So now the question is, when does she leave the Rishus Ha'av and enter the Rishus Haba? So our Mishnah tells us, only Rishus Ha'av, she's still under the aegis, the auspices, the control, etc., of her father. But this is not only vis-a-vis financial rights and regulations, but a very important Rashi, because of the Gemara on the Amud Beis, that if she is a Bas Yisrael, even though she's Me'ureses Likoyin, she had Erusin with a Koyin. Min HaTorah, as we know, you're an Erusin with a Koyin, the Arus is allowed to go and eat Truma. Midrabanan, she's not allowed to eat truma. We'll see more about this on the Amud Beis. So the Oyulam says the Mishnah here, Rishus Av, ain't echalas betruma until she enters into the Rishus Haba. And she's oich b'chol schus av l'bita, like we had in the previous Mishnah. He has all the rights. Okay, so turning to the Amud Beis, notice that for one more second here in the Amud Aleph, notice that the Mishnah begins li oyulam here Rishus Av li oyulam. And the Gemara is going to ask, what's the importance of the word, the oil? We'll see that in a moment. Is the oil maybe just Abba Chidikones, Lirishus Abalin Isuin? Now, when does that happen? That she's Nichlis Labalin Isuin? Says Rashi, Kalaimishitikones Lechupa Lishem Nisuin. That's when she's considered to be Mesura, Lirishus Habal. In other words, after the Chupa time. Now the Mishnah gives us examples of things kind of in between. Bein Hashmashis. What are Bein Hashmashis? Moser Av L'Shluchi Abal. There is no chuppah yet. But the husband, not the husband, the father, hands her over to Shluchi Abal. The Baal sent Shluchim to the Av to pick up the young lady. Remember that the good old days between Eris and Nisuin was typically up to a year by a Psula. So now a year is about to end. The Baal sends over a magnificent coach with a whole bunch of bodyguards and shluchim to pick up the young lady from the Av's house and take her to the Baal's house. From that moment on, Hari Birshus Baal, she's considered to be Birshus Baal. Now you're wondering for what purposes? We're going to see in the Gemara it's going to be a machloikis between a number of mandiyamrim. We'll see that shortly. Halacha Av im shluchi Baal. If the Av says, no, I'm not going to just leave her with the shluchim, who knows who these shluchim are? Who knows if they're bona fide or not? So holuch av im shluchi abal. Oy shaholuchus shluchi av im shluchi abal. Hari b'shus av. Then they continue to be under the aegis and auspices of the av, because he is still giving hashkocha here. He still went along with the Shluchi HaBaal, or he sent his own Shluchim to go with the Shluchi HaBaal. Now what happens? Mesorei Shluchi Av l'Shluchi HaBaal. What happens? The Av stayed home. He sent Shluchi Av to send his daughter to the Baal's new abode, to the new residence. He sent his Shluchim. And guess what happened? Midway, the Shluchim met the Shluchim of the Baal, and they said, okay, you don't have to go any further. Hand over the young lady to us. And they did that. Harihu b'shissa, harihi b'shissa ba. From that point on, she's b'shissa ba. Again, we don't know exactly to what extent do we mean b'shissa ba, and we're going to see Mechem and the Gemara in another few minutes. But first we start off the Gemara, and the Gemara asks, my li'oilam. We started off the Mishnah, li'oilam hi b'shissa av. What is that li'oilam? Lafukim mi Mishnah Rishoina. That comes to exclude the Mishnah Rishoina, that none. He gives man v'le'nesu, oichleis b'shalai v'oichleis b'truma. You recall we had this back on Daf Beis. Then we were quoting from a Mishnah which we're going to have in Mir Tashem in another 9 or 10 days on Daf Nun Zayin. What does it say over there? What happens if a year has passed, Higiyazman, V'leinissu, and they're still not married? Why are they not married? Rashi says, because of some sort of oines relating to him. Not that she didn't want to marry him, but for some reason, he was not able to. He got sick. He was traveling. Whatever the situation was. And because of that, she didn't get married. So from this point on, the husband has no more excuses. A year has passed. He has to supply her with food. Even though technically she's still an arusa, she can go and eat truma now after that year has passed. Ah, but what does our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah says, li'oilam hi b'rishus av, until she gets to rishus habal. And that li'oilam comes to tell you that even though a year has passed, she should still not eat truma. Kamashlam li'oilam, as opposed to that Mishnah Rishayna. And in fact, it's not only that our Mishnah tells us that, but if you want to turn just for a short moment to Daf Nun Zayin Omid Aleph, to the Mishnah, that Mishnah is towards the bottom of the Omid, and you'll notice on the third line of the Mishnah, on Nun Zayin Omer Aleph, it says, Higiyaz man v'lei nesu, oichleis mishaloi, v'oichleis b'truma. Oh, the exact quote that we had in our Gemara. Now skip to the bottom line on Nun Zayin Omer Aleph, and the Mishnah says, Zu Mishnah Rishayna! This is what they said originally. Bezid shalachrein omru, onto the Omer Beis, Einu isha cheles b'truma, shidikanis lechupa. A woman doesn't eat truma even though the year has passed. It's already a year and a half. Terrible. Nevertheless, you don't eat truma actually comes to chuppah until the real chuppah time. So getting back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says the oilam is paskening like the Mishnah Achroina, not like the Mishnah Rishoina. L'choira, our Mishnah could have waited until Daphne Zayin. The Mishnah there already says that the Bezin Shel Achrein says, forget about Mishnah Rishoina. Ein oichlois betruma. So the top toises here on Mem Ches Amid Beis tells us that this is the derech of Rabbeinu HaKodesh when he assembled the Mishnayos, that very often he threw in an extra fringe benefit, an extra bonus which was not necessary, but just to go and tell you another halach. See the top toises. Afapi that nan, afagav that nan behedja, beperek afapi, zu mishri shayin and bezin shel chareim omru, that no ein isha eicheles ad shetikonis l'chupa. Kach derech, kein derech atanoim ha-shmi'enu b'koitze. Ava gav dekvah ha-shmi'enu b'mokam acher. V'chi agav ne'ika b'reish brachois. And we have the same thing in the very first Mishnah brachois. Where do we have it in the first Mishnah brachois? Me'em esaykoin ha-shema b'arvin. Nisho she-kahanem nechnos alechel b'trumasa. When is that? That's tzeisak echovim. Freyti gemara. So let it say tzeisak echovim. Says the Gemara, Kamash Malan, it comes to tell you. And what is that Milta Agavurcha Kamash Malan? That when a person.
It's the time of the Kohanim didn't eat,
so if a Kohen who wanted to eat Truma became Tomei, he went to the mikveh, but the mikveh is not enough because it's full yoin, cannot eat Truma, he has to wait until it takes a Chavim Herif Shemesh. I want to know about Hilchas Kriya Shema. Why are you telling me about Hilchas Tevila and Harav Shemesh? It's a bonus that you get for free. Here too we get a bonus in our Mishnah, the word La'olam, to tell you that we follow the Mishnah Achrayna and not the Mishnah Rishayna. Okay, next third line after the Gemara. Masra Avis Pluche Baal Hari Yibishus Abal. So we already said in the Mishnah, the question is, once the father hands over the lady to the Shluchei Baal, obviously there was no chuppah yet. In fact, the Shluchei Baal may come from another town. It might take him an hour or two to get to the other town. So the question is, what do we mean by Shluchei Baal? For what purposes? Omer Rav, Mesiras LaKoil, Chutz MiTruma. For all purposes except for eating Truma. Now, what means all purposes? So Rashi, a couple lines higher, Mesiras LaKoil, LiYarisha. The husband already, if she were to die midstream, en route, before they get to the Baal's house, she Nebuch, there was a terrible car accident, and Nebuch, she passed away. Who's going to yarshin her? Since we say that she misras lakoil, the husband yarshins her. V'litamila, if Chas Hashem, she passed away, he'd be mitamater, because it's his wife. Ula masiyadeh, and he also yarshins her masiyadayim. Well, hold over, not Yarshin, if and when she has income, even before she reaches her husband, whatever income she is producing, he is entitled to that. Well, hold over, Ulcholdvar Ishbi Isha, Kaima Mesir Shluchim Amokim Chuppah, it's Bimokim Chuppah. It's as if there is Chuppah. And you recall that Rashi said about the Rishus Habal, the top Rashi in the top line, that when he gave her Mosra and the Shus Habal in Nisuin, Rashi says, Kalayma Shet Tikonis L'Chuppah, L'Shem Nisuin. Ah, so the Shus Habal and Tikonis L'Chuppah seem to be more or less synonymous terms. Anyways, according to Rav, everything and everything except for Truma. Why not Truma? Says Rashi, the reason is because we have a famous Machloikis. What's the reason why an Arusa doesn't eat Truma? Barry is going to remind us of the two different shittos. One reason is because
to her brothers and because of Simpon.
Because of Simpon. What means Simpon?
He finds some problem with her after he actually married her, regret marrying her, the back of toast. She's a Zora eating Shuma Bisser.
Perfect. Excellent. So Rav holds Mesiras LaChol Chutz MiTruma, because Rav says that the reason is because of Simpon. And therefore, even though she's now Brishus Habal, and it's akin to almost going under the chuppah, because the father has handed her over to Shluchei Habal, I'm still worried until they become intimate for the first time. When they do become intimate, he might discover on her some major scar. And he may say, ay, vavoy, if I would have realized that, I never would have married her. She looks terrible. Ay, 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 it's terrible. And therefore he may say it's a mekach tois. And if she's been eating truma en route, uh-oh, she's a bas yisrael eating truma. So therefore says Rav, don't eat truma. V'ravasi omar, av l'truma, no, she can even eat truma. What's the reason why? Because the second reason is because of the shema tashke. She might give truma to her brothers and sisters. Once she's en route, on that journey to her husband's home, she doesn't have her brothers and sisters with her, so if she were to go and take a truma sandwich and eat it en route, no problem. I don't have to worry that she's going to share it with her brothers and sisters, and no brothers and sisters around for her to go and share, and that's why Ravasi says, af the truma. Eisver avuna Ravasi, bi'amri lo achir barav le Ravasi, lo oylemir b'shus abba, shiri kodneis lechopah. You're focusing on the second halach of the Mishnah, where it says, Masur av l'shluchi abal, harihi b'shus abal. Okay, now what did Rav Asi said? Af l'truma. 1 second, Rav Asi. What did it say at the beginning of the Mishnah? We oilam hi b'shus av, until when? Achetikones l'shus habal l'nisuin. And Rashi said at the top, k'loi m'shetikones l'chuppa l'shem nisuin. There was no chuppa yet. How are you saying that just because the father handed over the daughter to the Shluchei Baal, she could eat truma? That's the holy oilam that we were saying. Miley oilam, lafukim mishnah rishonah, that she cannot eat truma. And you're telling me, as long as she's on the journey with the shluchim, to the Baal, she can already eat Truma. Isn't that Shver from the first part of the Mishnah that says she's B'shusa Av? And Rashi said on the Amud Aleph, what does it mean B'shusa Av? She's Eino Eichalis B'Truma. Until when? Until Tikonis L'Chuppa. L'Choy Shver from the first halacha of the Mishnah. Omlu Rav, so Rav said, the Kasha that you're asking on Rav Asi and Mishka Kasha. Lava Minelichu, haven't I told you in the past? Leitizlu Basar Ipcha. Now what means Leitizlu Basar Ipcha? Rashi says that when you have a Mishnah that allows itself to be understood in two different ways, in other words, it's not with the total clarity, it allows for multiple interpretations, don't automatically jump to the interpretation that you'll ask Akasha. Learn an interpretation that everything is fine. Yochel Ishniyelichu, I can easily answer your Akasha. Misirosa Zu, he can isasa lechopa. When we say in the Mishnah, Mosra Av Lishluchi Abal, that has the legal status like handing her over the chuppah. Because after all, what does it say in the Mishnah? Lo'oilam here, B'shus Av, Achidikonis Lishus Abal. Now, what means Dikonis Lishus Abal in Yisuin? Doesn't say clearly. What you could learn is, says Rav, that this Dikonis Lishus Abal is like the next case. Mosra Av Lishluchi Abal. That's Brishus Abal. So that is interpreting what the first halacha of the Mishnah is. That as soon as the father hands over his daughter to the Shluchi Abal, that's Brishus Abal. And what's the din Brishus Abal? That has the same legal status of Tikonis L'Chuppa. Because after all, by Chuppa also there's no Bia yet. This is just a preliminary before Tashmish. That being the case, before Gichud. So handing over to the Shluchi Abal is also a preliminary step. So it's deemed to be for our purposes, according to Rav Asi, as if there's Misirasa Lechopa, and that's the reason why she can go and eat according to Rav Asi. Rav is engaging in what they call intellectual integrity, because remember, Rav is the Baal Plukta of Rav Asi. And Rav says, Misirasa Lechopa Chutz Mitruma. Rav Asi said, Af Litruma. It's just Rav Huna asked Rav Asi, or some say Chia Barav asked Rav Asi, how can you say that Rav Asi? So Rav comes to the defense of Rav Asi and says, his interpretation of the Mishnah is also sound. I disagree with Rav Asi because I'm worried about simpon issues that maybe subsequently the husband is going to want to divorce his wife because of the fact. And he's going to say it's a Mekach Toys because of the fact that he found a mum on her. But according to Rav Asi Lishitose, that the reason is Ving Sheva Tashka. Rav Asi doesn't have any kashas for our Mishnah because the Masira Labal or the Masira to the Shluchi Abal, that has the same legal status as if it's Knisos or Lechub. Anyway, so that was the initial Machloikis Rav and Rav Asi. Now, Ushmul Omar Li Yerushasa. Now, what means Yerushasa? Rashi says that the Masira of our Mishnah, that it says, Moser Av L'Shluchi Abal, Hari Hi B'Shus Abal, that means for Yerusha purposes, that if Chas V'Sholem, she passes away, then the Baal will Yarshin the Nadin that it says in the Ksuba. But certainly, we would not say for Truma. And not only for, not for Truma, but if you look at the Rashi, Shmuel Om Yerushasa, we'll start off the first two lines and then we'll skip. Yerushasa, that's about 10 lines below where we are in the Gemara. Shmuel Amr Yerushasa. Who the man Yemasira? Shemesa Baderach. If she passed away before reaching the Baal, Baal Yarshin Diyasa. The Nidu Niyasa. The Baal Yarshin's the Nadin that she brought into the marriage. In other words, the Nechse Melug, Nechse Tzoyin Barzo, etc., etc. Skip three lines. Avale Truma. Ulaforis Nadarea, Shaloi Bishutfis. Ulamitsiyasa, the Aina Elamisham Eva, Vakati Lek Lameshkahi, Loi Mahanya Mesira Kichopa, says Shmuel, it's only for Yerusha purposes. It's certainly not for Truma, it's not for Hafaris Nadarim, it's not for Mitsiya, etc. It's for Yerusha. That's what it means in the Mishnah, Mosra Av, Harir Bishusaba. Reish Lokishama, back to Yimar, Reish Lokishama, Liksuvasa. No, it means for the Ksuba. Now, Frank Timara, what does that mean? Ksuvasa mai. L'choyre ksuvasa means the mesa yorisla. That the Baal now takes over her ksuba, which is the same thing as Shmuel is saying, that he yarshins from her ksuva, the nan. So for Eitimah, Hain and Shmuel. What is Rish Lakish saying different than Shmuel? They're using different terminology, but both are saying the same thing. That once the father hands her over to the Shluchi Abal, it's as if she's Bershus Abal. And now if she dies, Nebuch, before she reaches the Baal, what happens? According to Shmuel, he yarshins her. And according to Rish Lakish, he gets her ksuva, which means he yarshins her. Isn't that the same thing? Amravina, I'll tell you what Rish Lakish meant. Loimar ksuvasa me'acher is mona. What the Gemara means to say, b'ksuvasa, it means that what happens if at this point, chas v'shalom, her husband passes away, or if the husband divorces her at this point, and now she remarries someone else, so she is still a psula. She didn't live with her husband. In fact, she didn't even get her husband. The husband died when she was still en route. Moser av l'shluchi abal. Makes no difference. Because of the fact that she is a married lady, she is now considered to be an almona min ha-nisuin. An almona min ha-nisuin only gets a mona, doesn't get mosayim. So even though she is a psula, but she has the status of an almona. But it's only because she's an almona min ha-nisuin. If she was an almona min ha-erisin, then she could continue if subsequently she got divorced or her husband passed away and she married somebody else. Then she can go and get Masayim, because it's Almanah min Eris. The Chiddush of our Mishnah is, says Reish Lakish, according to Ravina, that the Ksuvasa, that her future Ksuba for my future husband, will only be a mana because she's deemed to be an Almanah min Hanisun. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanina, the Amit Shavayim, Sirasa, the Koil, Af, the Truma. They say that the Masir of our Mishnah is for everything, even for Truma, and therefore they hold like Rav Asi, that we had earlier, of Asi Omer, after Truma, for all purposes, she's considered to be a Nisua. Pray to Marmesve. Let me ask you a kasha from the following Bryce. Says in the Bryce, Halacha Av im Shluchi Abal. If the father accompanied the Shluchi Abal, like we have in the Mishnah. Oisha Holchu Shluchi Av im Shluchi Abal. Oisha Hoysa Lachotzer Baderach. She owned a Chotzer en route. The Nichsa Imay Lalin. And they went to sleep there overnight. And as the Gemara is going to explain in another few lines, they were not misyached, separate rooms. She owned a chatzar and maybe an inn, and she was traveling to the Baal's home, and the Baal met her, and we're not going to get to the Baal's home for another day or two because it was a long journey. So they're staying overnight in her inn. Alpha Bishuk Suvasa Bebeis Baala Meisavia Yorsha. What the Gemara is telling us is, since they were not misyached, and since there was no bia involved, they just both slept in separate rooms in this hotel, in this inn, in that chotzer. Notice it says, Oy shehoisa lo chotzer. The chotzer belonged to her. We're going to just discuss that in another few lines. Avol bishu ksuva asin leveis bala. Even though the ksuva over here doesn't mean the written piece of paper, it means even though the nadin that is provided for in the ksuva, which were various metaltlin of different sorts, even though those already were bebeis bala, mesa, if she died now en route, avia yarsha, the father yarshins her. Why does the father yarshin her? Because it says, halacho av im shluchi abal, or halcho shluchi av im shluchi abal. So the father still kept his reins tight around his daughter. However, says the Braisa, this is now the key for us. Moser av l'shluchi abal. He relinquished his control. He handed her over to shluchi abal. Oyshe mesari shluchi abal. Moshuru shluchi av l'shluchi abal. Oyshe hoysa loy chotzer baderech. He owned a chotzer. V'nichsa imay l'shem nisun. And now they went into the same inn for purposes of nisun. Avul bishuk suvasa bebeis avia. Even though the nadin was still a metalkin, was still bebeis avia. Mesa, if she died en route, Bala Yarsha, the husband now yarshins her because there was a full mesira to the Shluchi Habal. But now the Braisa concludes, B'medvar Mamurim, one do we say that the Baal is now in charge and the Baal is now the husband, Lirushasa, he has a right to yarshin her, like we just said, Mesa, Bala Yarsha. Avle truma ein isha ychelis betruma chidikonis lechopa. even though the husband handed her over, even though the father handed her over to the Shluchi HaBaal, and now they were traveling to the Baal, she cannot eat truma ad shenikanes l'chuppa. Is the chayre shver on all of those man the Amrim that said before that she is a cheles be truma. So Timar tiyofta dekulu tiyofta. All of those man the Amrim are ogefrek. Now, literally tiyofta dekulu would mean all the man the Amrim that we spoke about in the Gemara. But Rashi tells us no. We do paskin like Rav and we do paskin like Shmuel. What does that mean? That you cannot eat truma. Those that we said that are being refuted are those that said that she is oicheles betruma, like Rav Asi who said af letruma, and then we had later on Rav Yoichem Rav Chanina the Amri Chavai Misiras Lekol af letruma. All those af letruma man the Amrim, they are the ones that who are being refuted. But for instance Shmuel that says no chulila only for Yerusha but not for truma, then avada that brisa goes like Shmuel. And in fact, Shmuel was the only one that said explicitly, Shmuel Amar Yerushasa. And therefore, and Rashi said, remember Yerusha, but not for the other stuff, including Truma. And here, now the Brisa Ulta says, Medav Amar Yerushasa, Ava Letruma, no. And therefore, it's a tiyufta on all the others, but not on Shmuel. Talking about Hagufa Kasha. Now that we've gone through all those Mandi Amrim, I have a stira minei uvei in the brisa. What's the stira? We said in the earlier part of the brisa, amiz nechlasa imoy lo lin. What's the din? She is still berishusa af. Time of the lo lin. That's because nechlasa imoy lo lin. They went together in the same inn for lo lin to go to sleep. But it's because they had in mind lo lin to sleep. Hostam alishem kedushin. And therefore, otherwise, I would say, I'm sorry, the Shem Nisuin. Sorry for the misspeaking. Hostam l'shem Nisuin. If, however, they didn't stipulate, Nichse Ima Lelin sounds like they stipulated. We're going here to get a good night's sleep so that when we get home to the husband's hometown, they'll be well slept, well rested, and they'll be able to engage in the chuppah and perhaps the Sudas Nisuin and all the rest. But Mashma Hostamma, if we wouldn't say Nichse Ima Lelin, we would assume Nisuin, that in fact they did have Tashmish that night and their full-fledged Nisuin. Eima Seifa, Nechse Ima L'Shem Nisuin, Hostama Lolin. In other words, it's because they stipulated we're going together L'Shem Nisuin. It's Mashmashu that Stam would be Lolin. It's the Estira. What's the case of Stam? In the Reisha it sounds like Stam is Nisuin. In the Seifa, Stam is L'Shem Lalin. Amrabashi stami stami ktani. Both the Reisha and the Seif are not talking about stipulations or understandings. We're talking about stam. Because remember, the Reisha was talking about chotzer shalah. The Seif was talking about chotzer shaloi. Says Imar, stam chotzer dida lalin. As long as it's her chotzer, that means she's still under the aegis of her father and of her earlier life, that she is still a single girl, and stam chotzidah lalin, until they actually get to the chuppah, the assumption is that there's not going to be a tashmish or a biyah, they're going to still remain orus v'arusa. However, stam chotzidah l'nisuin, he however is taking her to the chuppah, so he already has in mind what's going to happen with the chuppah, there's going to be yichud and eventually biyah, so therefore, stam, his kavana was a shame nisuin. Okay, so with this we've ended the first piece, and now the Gemara goes off a little bit. Tana, Moser Av L'Shluchi HaBaal. Once the father hands her over the Shluchi HaBaal, Vizinsa, Hari Zu B'chenik. In other words, the father sent over his daughter to the Baal, and he didn't go and take her himself, he didn't send Shluchim, rather the Shluchi HaBaal picked her up to take her to the Baal. And guess what? Even before she reaches the Baal, she was Mizan. Perhaps she was mezana with one of those shluchim. Perhaps she was mezana with somebody else. But she was mezana. Question is, what status does she have? Is she an arusa? As we know, arusa, nara, arusa, the din is skila. Or do we say that she is already nesua? Shteito on the brayz, arzu b'chanek, she is, yes, chanek, as if she is a nisua. How do I know? It says in the pasuk, "Lizno is base of here." Now, where does it say this pasuk? So, if you have the Torah or Hashalem, again, we're talking about a Nara Psula, and it says that if the new husband says about his wife that unfortunately the matzas levitcha psulim, and we found two edim that backed him up that she unfortunately lived with someone else during the Erisin. So it says over here she gets skila and she made a nevola b'Yisrael liznois beis avia. So getting back to our Gemara, so to Bami Bar Chama, what do we need these words liznois beis avia? It'd be enough to say kiasa nevola b'Yisrael. What's this liznois beis avia? It comes to tell you, that she's no longer the base of Dia, she's now en route to the base Bala, and that's why the din of Skila no longer applies, but rather Chenek. Maybe Lizna's base of Dia comes to tell you not the earlier step or the earlier stage of her traveling to the Baal with the Shluchia Baal. Maybe it's referring to the later stage, when she already arrived in the town of the Baal, and they set up a chuppah, even though there was no beer, but as we know, chuppah is also nisuin. Maybe that's what the pasuk is coming to exclude, that then it's chenek, but not at the earlier stage when she's just traveling to the Baal. Omarova omli, ami, chuppah behed yeksiva. I don't need this pasuk of Lizna's Beis Aviyah to exclude chuppah, that's already beferish in the pasuk. What does it say beferish in the pasuk? It says in the pasuk, ki yanara psulmei rasali ish. And what happened to her? Umata ish ba'ir v'shachav ima. So the Torah gives us three criteria. Number one, she's a nara. Number two, she's a psula. And number three, she is me'oirasa. She is me'uresis. So what do these three terms come to tell you? Nara v'lei boigris. This whole din of skila only applies to a nara. By a boigris, it's a din of chenek. Psula v'loi ba'ula. If it would be a ba'ula, chenek. Mayrasa v'loi nesua, chenek. Now, Frank Timar, what does that mean, nesua? My nesua. Ilem nesua, mamish. Do we mean full-fledged nesua? Meaning, not just chuppah, but also bia, tashmish. After that, hayne psula v'loi ba'ula. We already have in the pasuk the drasha of psula v'loi ba'ula. I don't need to go and tell you another din of Mo'irasa v'loi nisua. El alav, what does Mo'irasa v'loi nisua come to exclude? Even though she's nichlas al-chuppa v'loi nivola, that there was no bia yet, but nevertheless she's still considered to be a nisua. And therefore, she would not get skila, but only chanak. Since I already have a drasha to exclude a lady that went through chuppa v'loi nivola, that she doesn't get skila but chanak, so what do I need listening space of via for? Comes to tell you, pratim shemasa av l'shluchi abal. Even an earlier stage, even before chuppah, she's only en route to the baal with the shluchi abal. She's already considered to be, for these purposes, she's already considered to be a nesua and not an arusa, and therefore it's chenek v'loi skila. And with that, we conclude the gemara. On the surface, we have a little bit of a disconnect l'chayra, because remember we said a few lines earlier that the only din of Mesira l'shluchi abal is for purpose of Yerusha, but not for Truma, and not for anything else. And here you're saying that handing her over to the shluchi abal, it's already Nisua, as if they're married, and therefore the din of Chenek. Is there a disconnect here? Says the Ritva, no, there is no disconnect. Because the earlier Gemara is talking about the right of the father vis-a-vis the husband, vis-a-vis the young lady. And therefore what we're saying is that the only financial right that the husband gets when we say that we handed her over to the Baal, that he goes and yarshins her. But for all other purposes, no, including that she's not allowed to eat truma. That's for rights. Who has those rights? Is it the father? Is it the husband? And we're saying for Yerusha purposes, she belongs to the husband. Only for that. However, for other halakhic purposes, not involving rights, such as, is she now considered to be an arusa and gets skila, or she considered to be a nesua and get chenek. For that halacha, we have a befeirish pasuk that what Lizzie's base of here mitadrasha prat mishamaser av mishluchi about that even though vis-a-vis the husband, the only right that he has is the Yerusha. However, for purposes of execution, the loch is chenek and not skila. The atom and veikim Hashem lekeichem chayim kulchem ayoyim. And the aim of Mitchell will continue tomorrow. I see Barry has a question.
And there's no space of via earlier in this parak to say that when they give her skila, it's done by the base of via. Because, so how can we, how are we using that now for another drasha? We thought we're doubling up.
I don't recall listening to space of via for another drasha.
Remember, we do the skila, it's done by base of via. This is the skila you raised. Is this Shabbat? I think it was Shabbat to stop. I'm looking for it right now. I don't see it.
There we had Pesach Shar base of via. If you go back to Mem Hei Omid Beis, you're probably referring to, there's a braisa there that starts Tana Rabbanan, a little bit before, halfway down the Omid. What is